is getting that connection. So someone who sees that on social media goes, that looks like a great place to go. These look like great people. They're my kind of people. I want to go and see them. And we need to be really not so focused on curating our posts. And Jasmine spoke about this. Sean spoke about this. We also touched on it with Troy Hooper in that episode that's come out already. That we need to be able to show the human side. I'm Andy Jones, and welcome to the Hospitality Leadership Podcast, where it is my mission to help simplify leadership in hospitality. Join me as I explore insights and concepts to help you excel in the fast-paced world of hospitality leadership, from the latest industry trends to the best practices for managing teams, driving growth, and making life much easier for you. The Hospitality Leadership Podcast is a must-listen for anyone looking to take their hospitality leadership skills to the next level, whether new to the leadership or seasoned pro. We break things down into simple, step-by-step strategies that are actionable and help you lead your people and business with purpose. We help hospitality leaders like you balance the demands of their guests, their staff, and their bottom line. Listen in as industry experts and successful leaders uncover their knowledge, experience, and strategies they have used for success and gain insights to lead with excellence in the hospitality industry. Let's get started. So, welcome to the Hospitality Leadership Podcast and to this episode, which is a follow-on from my chat with Jasmine Mitchell, which went out earlier this week. And in that episode, we were talking about things that we can do to make it simpler to, you know, do our social media, you know, content, whether it's photos, videos, reels, you name it, because it is really an important part of what you do now as a restaurant. We have to interact with people digitally. We can't get away from that. A conversation earlier this month with Sean Walshef is a prime example of that. We have to be, you know, showing our story on social media. We can't get away from that. And if we're able to bring or make it easier for ourselves, should we say, then we're more likely to deliver on, you know, the plan that we have in place. That power of social media, it's something that can either come to people really easily or you struggle with it. And certainly I know I struggled with it. When I first took over the cafe, I was very much, you know, you're focusing on the operational side, and the social media side, the marketing side, which is what it was, unfortunately, and probably wrongly as well, took a back seat. I wasn't getting to it as often as I wanted to. Other priorities were taking me away from focusing on that part of the business and developing the relationship with our audience on social media. But that's really something that we have to do a lot better these days. It's where our customers are, and we can't forget that, can't get away from that. So in this episode, I'm going to give you some tips to help you potentially bring more consistency to your social media, something that will help you to maybe get into the groove a little bit more and get into a process. So we're going to get into this after we get back from thanking our sponsors. Running a hospitality business is hard enough, and the last thing you need is to worry about staffing problems from one day to the next. Have you ever found yourself frantically trying to find cover when an employee calls and lets you down? What have I told you? There's a solution to this very problem. With RotiCloud, the people management platform, you can make managing your staff a breeze. With 24/7 access to the Rota for both managers and staff, they can easily notify you of any problems with their upcoming shifts, and you can even set up so that employees can arrange their own cover. Say goodbye to the headaches of staffing problems and hello to the ease of RotiCloud. Start your free 30-day trial today and get your shifts together with RotiCloud. So the first thing you need to do if you're struggling to be consistent with your social media is to make a plan. Now, I would recommend you choose one platform to start with. Don't go trying to, you know, get across all of the platforms. Choose one where your audience are or where they're likely to be and focus on that initially, at least until you get that momentum, get that, you know, the frequency in there. just focus on one single social media platform. It's less daunting. It allows you to, you know, get a view of all the posts for that platform, which is something that you can sometimes struggle with when you're across 2, 3, 4 platforms. But the next step really then is to choose how often you would post. Now, the golden, the standard is one post a day, but that's very difficult to keep on top of. It's not always as easy to keep on top of that and to, you know, produce, you know, 7 pieces of content every week. So select a frequency, maybe every other day to start with. Certainly if it's something you're struggling with, start with that to give you a step forward. Don't be in this treadmill or this, I don't know, how can we describe it? Possibly a swimming pool. You're throwing yourself in at the deep end saying, I'm going to do 7 a week when you've struggled before now. So start small, build it up. The most important thing is consistency. And when I say consistency, is regularity. Be regular with your posts so people can expect that, yes, across a week, they will, you know, give you, or they will expect to get 4, 3 posts each week. The other key thing to include in this plan of what you want to do is with your posts is know what you want your audience to do off the back of it. We want to inspire action. We want to create a need to take action, whether that is to visit your restaurant, your hotel. We need to be thinking about what action we want them to take when they see our posts. And again, it's all about creating that emotional response. So if you're a hotel operator or a manager, or, you know, dealing with social media for hotels, for example, or restaurants, it's all the same. We need to be focusing on how we can create that vision of an experience for the people who are your audience on social media. So always keep that in mind. Always have an action for them to take afterwards. The next point to make things a little bit easier for you is to do the things that you enjoy. Now, what I mean by that, there's so many platforms now that give you so many different formats. So you've got your Instagram Reels, very similar to your TikTok videos. You've got longer form videos. Certainly on TikTok, you can do longer form videos. YouTube, again, we've got big long videos. Oh, they've obviously got YouTube Shorts as well. But, you know, and then we've got the picture-based platforms. So, you know, Instagram posts, Facebook posts, you name it. There's so many different things out there now that you, again, it can be daunting for people. So I would suggest find the thing that you love to do. A lot of people will say, oh, you need to do video, you need to do video, you need to do video. And to a certain extent, they are right. But if you're trying to do video and you're not being consistent with it, or it's causing you to be maybe 4 or 5 days between your posts, that becomes a problem. So do the thing that comes easiest to you. And if that's one that brings you joy whilst you do it, that's great. One thing I will add is we have to make sure we get the basics right. So for example, and one of the problems I see often with businesses when they're doing their social media posts is, for example, a dirty camera lens, and you can see it with the light reflecting on it. So that's one thing. Make sure it's tidy and clean around. Certainly if you're taking a photo of, you know, your food or your people, which is another thing, is try and involve your people in the process. Let's make sure that every places are tidy. And I don't mean artificially tidy, but organized. So again, this is going out to your customers. The last thing you want to be showing is a disorganized mess, you know, behind the counter, when actually it's not always like that. It's just a one-off. So be mindful of that as well. But make sure you have good lighting as well. There's nothing worse than photos being blown out. You can't see the detail of the food if that's what you're taking a photo of. Or, you know, you're taking a picture out into the sun of your view out and you can't really see the foreground because it's too dark. Things like that. Make sure your lighting is right. Try and get, you know, little tweaks if you need to try and get that right. But be mindful of that too. Another thing that we don't see people doing, especially when they're time crunched, is little edits on the photo. So once we've got this photo. You know, you're taking your photo, you've gone through the time of getting your lighting right. There's a few little things you can do, certainly like increasing your shadows, you know, brightening your shadows, darkening your highlights, which you can do manual. Alternatively, for example, on an iPhone, the auto correct, you get, there's a button on there that you can go in, click the auto correct. That's really good, and that's enough to just elevate the cameras. It's all about bringing clarity to those photos so people can see the details, see what you're trying to show them. There's nothing worse than a dark photograph with smudged lens where the, you know, it just doesn't show your business in the right light. The next thing to try and help you is to schedule your content, if that's what you want to do. I always say to people, schedule your content or don't. Now, what I mean by this is, if you're the type of person who doesn't post because you haven't got the clarity on what to post and when you're going to post it, absolutely set up a schedule. So, for example, Canva. I don't know if you've come across Canva, but it's this great, you know, visual platform online. I think for a pro, you know, a paid membership, it's like £8 a month, you know, $9, $10 ish. And this is really great because not only is it essentially, think of it like Photoshop in a way, you can create these great visual graphics, and no doubt you will have come across it, but the best part is, if you pay for it, you can get a free plan, obviously, but if you pay the £8 or whatever it ends up being, you actually get access to their scheduler. And with that, what you can do is not only plan your posts and when they're going to go out and what the captions are going to say, you know, the text part, you can also automate the publication of them. So you can connect your Instagram business account, you can connect your own personal LinkedIn page, you can connect your business LinkedIn page, all of them you can connect into there. I don't think TikTok is on there, but my point is, you could be able to find, say you found some time to sit down and do it, you can give, you know, maybe produce 10 pieces and schedule when they go out across the month, and then that takes that burden off you. It's more intentional as well. You're not rushing to do it. The Hospitality Leadership Podcast is brought to you by Rotocloud, the people management platform for shift-based teams. Used by more than 4,000 businesses, Rotocloud saves managers time spent on admin, helps businesses save on labor costs, and makes life easier for your staff. Try it for free for 30 days by visiting thecafehustle.com/Rotocloud. The Hospitality Leadership Podcast by Cafe Hustle Hospitality is also supported by Espressly. Espressly is the solution you need for a mobile ordering app. With customers expecting access to businesses everywhere, a mobile app is crucial. Espressly offers you a branded app that seamlessly integrates with other brands, including Square. Give your customers and staff a high-quality mobile ordering experience like bid budget operators and chains. Don't miss out. Visit thecafehustle.com/Espressly to see what's possible. The flip side of that is, if you are someone who is then, you know, overwhelmed by the idea of having all these things ahead of you to schedule, create and schedule and publish, then the alternative is to just be natural. Show the real you. And there is a benefit to this, a really big benefit, in that that's what creates connection with people. And although you won't necessarily have a strategy as such behind it, people will get to see you, the person who is, you know, behind the business or managing the business, but as well as, if you can include your people in creating this content, you can get them to, you know, you're connecting them with your audience as well. So it's a really powerful way of getting in front of your customers, getting the connection there, which is, that's what we want in the social media posts, is getting that connection. So someone who sees that on social media goes, that looks like a great place to go. These look like great people. They're my kind of people. I want to go and see them. And we need to be really not so focused on curating our you know, our post, and Jasmine spoke about this, Sean spoke about this, we also touched on it with Troy Hooper in that episode that's come out already, that we need to be able to show the human side, not only to our customers, but also potential employees as well. They need to see who they could be working with. And that's a real powerful tool if you can do that. Show your culture. Show what it means to work for your business. And that's what I love about social media is there's so many options, whether you want to go down the route of being super curated yourself, or do you want to, you know, get into the weeds and show the real you. So the main thing of this message is try and simplify it as best you can. And if it comes down to it, just post you, your thoughts, what you've got ongoing on that day. One platform as well. Make sure you're just using one platform initially till you build that momentum. And that's where you go from there. You go to the next stage. You may introduce another platform. You may extend to 7 days a week. Whichever way you do it, do what's best for you. And what's best for your business is what's best for you. Get there, consistent, map it out, and keep plugging on. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. I genuinely appreciate you coming along, listening to me. And I know I say it every episode, more or less, but I genuinely do. The numbers, the people that are listening to this podcast, which especially the ones where it's me talking, it really does, you know, really open up my eyes to the impact we're having on people and really engaging with our community. It really means a lot to me. Now, if you are getting value from the podcast, it would mean so much to me if you could share this with someone. The best podcasts that I listen to myself are all ones that have been referred to me by other people and not ones, you know, that I've just discovered. So if you're getting value with it, I will be forever grateful to you if you can share it with them. Just drop it in an email or a text now where you're listening. Go to where you're listening. Click the share button. I would be forever grateful if you could do that. And if you're really enjoying this podcast, really enjoying what we do, please leave a rating, leave a review, because what that does, it helps the algorithm on the podcast players, wherever it is, whether it's Apple, Spotify, it tells people what is good about this podcast. But equally, if there's things that aren't so great, it tells me what I need to do better for you. So again, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Don't forget, we've got our Culture Change Accelerator coming up on the 29th of March, starting on the 29th of March. So get in there earlier than, you know, than that date. We need to make sure we've got the right people in the right place. Now, it's going to be £47. I think it works out about $56. It's going to be 4 weeks of on-demand training, and we're going to bring in some tips, skills, techniques, strategies to put you in the best position to develop the culture that you need in your business to really drive it forward. Imagine if you had a team of people that were just so focused on the work, so focused on delivering your purpose, that from a management and a leadership point of view, you were able to step back, spend more time on other areas of the business. But also, not only that, you can free up time for yourself. Because I know as an owner, as a manager, it can be, you know, your time is taken up a lot by your interaction with your team. And if we have less reason to interject with what they do, there's going to be a darn sight easier for your life anyway. So again, listen, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Thank you for listening in to the Hospitality Leadership Podcast. The Hospitality Leadership Podcast is brought to you in partnership with Road to Cloud, the people management platform for shift-based teams. You can plan and share rotas, record annual leave, generate payroll reports, and more anytime, anywhere. Start your 30-day free trial today by heading over to thecafehustle.com/RoadToCloud.